MTP, Public Works PS Joel Aramonyang has called on counties to enhance own revenue in a bid to address the funding gap for the various projects under their respective county integrated development plans. The PS, who was speaking when he launched the fourth medium-term plan, MTP, dissemination exercise at the MTC Hall in Iten, said the successful implementation of the CIDPs will lead to the overall achievement of the Vision 2030. Aramonyang therefore called for partnerships from the government, private sector and donors among others in addressing the challenge of scarce resources, which he said was an impediment to the realization of the country's development goals. The PS said the government had developed a master plan, aimed at ensuring that sports stadia among them Kamarini Stadium were completed, saying this was one of the bottom-up economic agenda pillars, aimed at providing employment to youth through sports. Residents expressed concern that despite the country producing renowned athletes, Kamarini Stadium, which is under the national government, had taken so long to complete, thus denying youths a facility where they can train. Residents who attended the launch of the IVMTP dissemination exercise at the Iten MTC Hall. The Algeo Marakwet Deputy Governor, DG, Professor Grace Cheserek, said the county CIDP requires shush 97 billion to implement, with a financing gap of shush 50.3 billion. The DG said with the Equity Development Act, which dictates that the development budget is distributed equitably to the wards, the county is left with no funds to undertake capital projects. Leaders called for the employment of agricultural extension offices for the country to achieve food security, saying with climate change and changing technology, farmers require expert advice. They further called for an increase in the allocation to the counties by costing all devolved functions and giving the funds to counties, saying without proper funding, some counties like Algeo Marakwet risk becoming just salary-paying counties. The county speaker Philemon Sabale said it was sad that despite the county being rich in natural resources, it only contributed 1.5% to the country's GDP, saying this should change. Area County Commissioner John Cora stressed the importance of peace along the Kerio Valley for the region to realize its development goals. Leaders called for the opening up of markets along the borders, citing Chesigan, Kaloa and Aror, saying this will help in residents of the county, West Pequot and Baringo, to interact and in the process promote peace.